The War's Toll for the 7 days through the 12th of December 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the last 7 days in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on the 25th of March 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, the 13th of December 2006, 3,184 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,937 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 22,057 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and also says that 46,880, quote, unquote, non-mortal casualties have been suffered by U.S. soldiers. There are no numbers for wounded soldiers of other nationalities. Also, 376 private contractors have been reported in Iraq of various nationalities. In the past week, then, 19 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 514 coalition soldiers have been reported killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 356 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 1,062 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and also that 5,994 U.S. soldiers have suffered from quote-unquote non-mortal wounds. There are also no numbers for wounded soldiers of other nationalities in Afghanistan. Also in Afghanistan, 67 Afghanis, at least 67 Afghanis reported killed in the past week, bringing the number in December of 2006 to at least 180. This is from iCasualties.org. I'll also note that one U.S. and coalition soldier was reported killed in Afghanistan during the past 7 days. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the total of Iraqi civilian deaths is now at 55,926. However, a recently released John Hopkins study in the Lancet Journal estimates that 655,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed since the invasion, March 2003. In the past week, at least 445 Iraqis have been reported killed, bringing the total in December of 2006 to at least 775. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $349.9 billion and counting. For taxpayers in the state of Maine, your tax bill for just the Iraq War at this point is $941.8 million and counting. I will now read the names of some Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians were reported killed the 25th of March, 2003. Kareya Mana was a 53-year-old woman. Khair Allah Abdullah, 12-year-old boy. Khaled Khalil Barhan, 24-year-old man. Khalid Hussein Radhe, 35-year-old man. Claude Krem Esan Almagede, 21-year-old woman. Kultuga Hassan Ali, 60-year-old woman. Kathema Akhassem Mahmed Ajmalea, 36-year-old woman. Utef Rasul Girbar Alfletlawi, 36-year-old man. Lutfi Tahir Abrahim, 29-year-old man. Maher Hassan Gabire, 25-year-old man. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 5th of December, Jonathan Wigley, 21 years old, British Royal Marine, Melton Mowbray, Leicestershire, England. On the 6th of December, John Michael Kransich, 29 years old, Grand Ledge, Michigan, private contractor. On the 12th of December, Richard J. Watson, 23 years old, British Royal Marine, Caterham, Surrey, United Kingdom. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 1st of December, Robert L. Love, Jr., 28 years old, U.S. Army, Livingston, Mississippi. On the 2nd of December, Keith E. Fiscus, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Townsend, Delaware. Also on the 3rd of December, Billy B. Ferris, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Bapchul, Arizona. Also on the 3rd of December, Kenneth W. Haynes, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Fulton, New York. Also on the 3rd of December, Joshua C. Stickland, 24 years old, U.S. Marine, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And also on the 3rd of December, Sean L. English, 35 years old, U.S. Army, Westerville, Ohio. On the 4th of December, J. R. Galthro, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Thibodeau, Louisiana. Also on the 4th of December, Christopher A. Anderson, 24 years old, U.S. Navy, Longmont, Colorado. Also on the 4th of December, Thomas P. Eccles, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. On the 5th of December, Jordan W. Hess, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Marysville, Washington. On the 6th of December, Megan M. McClung, 34 years old, U.S. Marine, Coopville, Washington. Also on the 6th of December, Dustin J. Libby, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Presque Isle, Maine. Also on the 6th of December, Vincent J. Pomonte III, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Westerville, Ohio. Also on the 6th of December, Travis L. Patriquin, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Lockport, Illinois. Also on the 6th of December, Joshua B. Madden, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Sibley, Louisiana. Also on the 6th of December, Jesse J.J. Castro, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Chalanpago, Guam. Also on the 6th of December, Jason Huffman, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Conover, North Carolina. Also on the 6th of December, Yari Makri, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Pflugerville, Texas. Also on the 6th of December, Travis C. Craig, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Cheektowaga, New York. Also on the 6th of December, Evgeny Reindich, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Brooklyn, New York. Also on the 6th of December, Cody G. Watson, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Oxford, Alabama. And also on the 6th of December, Nicholas R. Gibbs, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Stokesdale, North Carolina. On the 7th of December, Christopher R. Sarasso, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Bangor, Maine. Also on the 7th of December, Micah S. Gifford, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Redding, California. Also on the 7th of December, Henry W. Link, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Manhattan, Kansas. Also on the 7th of December, Brent E. Beeler, 22 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Jackson, Michigan. On the 9th of December, Nathan M. Krissoff, 25 years old, U.S. Marine, no hometown listed, Nevada. On the 10th of December, Brennan Gibson, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Springfield, Oregon. On the 11th of December, Clinton J. Miller, 23 years old, U.S. Marine, Greenfield, Iowa. Also on the 11th of December, Matthew V. Dillon, 25 years old, U.S. Marine, Aiken, South Carolina. Also on the 11th of December, Bud M. Coate, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Marana, Arizona. On the 10th of December, Thomas W. Clemens, 37 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Litchfield, Kentucky. This has been the War's Toll for 7 days through the 12th of December, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin of the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.